Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The grace that is suitable and sufficient. This is the covenant I will make, declares the Lord. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Hebrews 8:10. In the case of God and man, once the price was paid by the perfect mediator, the foundation was laid for a lasting reconciliation. Salvation thus involves more than forgiveness of sins. It also brings the sinner into a privileged relationship with God. It's a remarkable relationship all believers in Christ enjoy, as Matthew Henry explains. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. God covenants with them, believers, to take them into a near and very honorable relation to himself. He will be to them a God. That is, he will be all to them and do all for them that God can be and do. Nothing more can be said in 1,000 volumes than is comprehended in these few words. I will be their God. They shall be to him a people to love, honor, and obey him, complying with his cautions, conforming to his commands, copying his example. Those who have the true God for their God must and will do this, for they are bound to do so as part of the contract, and God will enable them to do it as evidence that he is their God and that they are his people. It is God himself who first establishes the relationship and then fills it up with grace suitable and sufficient, and helps them in their measure to fill it up with love and duty. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 8.
Hebrews 8. Now the main point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest, who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven, and who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by a mere human being. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already priests who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle, "See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." But in fact, the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises. For if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear.
Anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, Hebrews 11:6. But more than that, The God who exists is your God, filling up your life with grace suitable and sufficient. In exchange, he offers you the matchless privilege of being called his people. Called to love him, honor him, obey him. Called to fill up your life with love and duty. Put it all together, and who but a Christian could declare, "I belong to him, and he belongs to me."
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.